No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man. There's a universal law. Nothing remains static. Everything is always in motion, evolving and dissolving in an endless cycle of creation and destruction. The river serves as a perfect metaphor for this law. With each moment it is renewed, its waters never the same, from one second to the next. Similarly, the man who steps into the river is not the same man who steps out, for he is changed by the experience. So in a world where the only constant is change, our power lies in adaptation, with the goal to emerge from each experience stronger, wiser, and more virtuous. Lesson 1. The Stoic Path to Financial Freedom, Embracing Amor Fati and Wealth Management. In the realm of financial abundance and security, the ancient wisdom of Stoicism offers not just a beacon of light, but a pragmatic guide to navigating the tumultuous seas of our economic lives. As we embark on this journey toward financial freedom, it is imperative to anchor our strategies and mindsets in the profound teachings of Stoicism. This first lesson introduces a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, Amor Fati, or love of fate, and its pivotal role in reshaping our relationship with wealth, success, and the inevitable uncertainties of the financial world. Amor Fati, a term that resonates with the acceptance and affection for all that life brings, can transform our approach to financial planning and crisis management. It is not about resigning to fate in a passive manner, but embracing every twist and turn of our financial journey with enthusiasm and wisdom. This principle teaches us to find harmony in the chaos, to see beyond the immediate setbacks, and to recognize every financial challenge as an opportunity for growth and learning. In applying Amor Fati to our financial lives, we learn to appreciate the cyclical nature of wealth, its ebbs and flows, gains and losses. This Stoic practice encourages us to detach our sense of security and happiness from the fleeting symbols of wealth, and to anchor them instead in the virtues of wisdom, temperance, and resilience. By doing so, we not only become more adept at managing our resources, but also cultivate a sense of contentment and peace that transcends the material. The practical application of Amor Fati and financial freedom involves three critical steps. First, it calls for a deep reflection on our financial goals and the understanding that while we can steer our efforts toward these goals, we cannot control every outcome. This realization fosters a mindset of flexibility and adaptability, allowing us to navigate financial uncertainties with grace. Second, Amor Fati teaches us to embrace financial challenges not as hindrances, but as integral parts of our journey, each bearing lessons that contribute to our growth and eventual success. Lastly, this Stoic principle inspires us to celebrate every moment of our financial journey, relishing the successes without becoming complacent and facing the setbacks with courage and a willingness to learn. Let us carry forward the essence of Amor Fati in every decision, investment, and financial challenge we encounter. By doing so, we unlock not just the doors to economic abundance, but also to a life of profound satisfaction and peace. Embrace this journey with an open heart, for in the grand tapestry of life, every experience, be it financial prosperity or adversity, contributes to the richness of our existence. Lesson 2. The Stoic Virtue of Temperance in Financial Decisions. In our quest for financial freedom, the ancient Stoic virtue of temperance, or moderation, emerges as a guiding light, illuminating the path to a balanced and fulfilling economic life. This second lesson delves into the profound wisdom of practicing temperance in our financial decisions, a principle that not only safeguards against the pitfalls of excess, but also enhances our appreciation for what we already possess. As we navigate the complexities of budgets, investments, and spending, the Stoic call to temperance offers a compass for making choices that resonate with our deepest values and long-term visions. Temperance, in the Stoic sense, is far more than mere frugality or restraint. It is an intentional alignment of our desires with reason, ensuring that every financial decision is made not in the heat of impulse, but in the light of thoughtful consideration. This virtue teaches us to distinguish between needs and wants, to find contentment in simplicity, and to resist the siren calls of consumerism that often lead to financial and existential emptiness. By applying temperance to our financial lives, we embark on a transformative journey. First, it requires us to conduct a rigorous audit of our spending habits, identifying areas where indulgence overshadows necessity. This process, though challenging, is liberating, as it frees us from the chains of unexamined consumption and opens the door to a more intentional and satisfying use of our resources. Second, temperance encourages us to set and adhere to financial boundaries that reflect our core values and long-term goals. Whether it's saving for a future project, investing in personal development, or contributing to the welfare of our community, these boundaries ensure that our financial actions are in harmony with our ethical and philosophical commitments. Moreover, the practice of temperance fosters resilience and adaptability, qualities indispensable in the face of economic uncertainty. By cultivating a lifestyle that is not dependent on constant consumption or the accumulation of wealth for its own sake, we become more capable of weathering financial storms with grace and confidence. This stoic virtue, therefore, not only enhances our financial well-being, but also contributes to a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment, grounding us in the present and preparing us for the future. Let us reflect on the ways in which moderation and mindful consumption can transform our relationship with money, and by extension, our lives. Embracing temperance does not mean denying ourselves joy or comfort, but finding them in a more sustainable, meaningful, and self-aware manner. Let this stoic virtue guide your financial decisions, leading you to a life marked by balance, satisfaction, and freedom. In the spirit of Stoicism, may we find wealth not in the abundance of our possessions, but in the richness of our souls. Lesson 3. Stoic Wisdom in Financial Planning. As we journey deeper into the quest for financial freedom, we encounter the Stoic principle of wisdom, a beacon that guides us through the fog of financial uncertainty and complexity. In this third lesson, we explore how Stoic wisdom, an amalgamation of practical insight, ethical consideration, and philosophical depth, can illuminate our path toward making sound financial decisions that align with our deeper life goals. Drawing from the well of Stoic philosophy, we learn to navigate the financial landscape with discernment, foresight, and an unwavering commitment to our values. Stoic wisdom in financial planning transcends mere knowledge of investment strategies or budgeting techniques. It entails a holistic understanding of how our financial decisions impact our lives and the world around us. This wisdom urges us to consider not just the potential gains of our financial actions, but their ethical dimensions and their congruence with a life well lived. The first step in applying Stoic wisdom to our financial lives involves cultivating a mindset of clarity and intentionality. It challenges us to question the underlying motives of our financial goals. Are we seeking wealth for its own sake, or do we view it as a tool for achieving freedom, contributing to the welfare of others, and pursuing personal growth? This introspection ensures that our financial plans are not merely reactive to societal pressures or fleeting desires, but are reflective of our true aspirations. Stoic wisdom encourages us to embrace the concept of premeditatio malorum, the premeditation of evils. In the context of financial planning, this means anticipating potential setbacks and challenges, not out of pessimism, but as a strategy for resilience. By considering various scenarios, including those that involve financial loss or hardship, we can develop contingency plans, strengthen our emotional and financial resilience, and maintain our equanimity in the face of adversity. Moreover, Stoic wisdom teaches us the value of adaptability and the importance of focusing on what is within our control. In financial terms, this translates to a flexible approach to planning, one that can accommodate changes in our personal circumstances, market conditions, and the global economy. It also reminds us that while we can make informed predictions and prepare accordingly, we must ultimately accept the unpredictability of financial markets and the broader economic landscape. Let us carry forward the profound insights gleaned from this ancient philosophy into our modern financial lives. Let the principles of clarity, ethical consideration, preparedness, and adaptability guide your financial decisions, ensuring they are not only sound from a monetary perspective, but are also aligned with your deepest values and aspirations for a meaningful life. In the spirit of Stoicism, may we approach our financial endeavors with wisdom, not as a means to an end, but as an integral part of our journey toward self-realization and true freedom. Let this Stoic wisdom illuminate your path, transforming the complex landscape of financial planning into a journey marked by purpose, resilience, and contentment. Lesson 4. Stoic courage in overcoming financial fear. In the Odyssey toward financial freedom, courage stands as a pivotal Stoic virtue, a beacon guiding us through the tempest of financial uncertainties and fears. This fourth lesson explores the essence of Stoic courage, not merely as bravery in the face of danger, but as the resolve to act rightly, even when faced with financial risks or setbacks. In a world where fear can paralyze our financial growth and cloud our judgment, Stoicism offers a framework for facing these fears with clarity, conviction, and a steadfast commitment to our financial well-being. Stoic courage is about confronting the inherent uncertainties of financial life with a composed heart and a clear mind. It's about making informed, bold decisions in investing, spending, and saving, even when the markets are volatile and the future seems murky. This virtue teaches us to distinguish between what is within our control, our actions, plans, and attitudes, and what lies beyond it, such as market fluctuations or economic downturns. The first step in embodying Stoic courage in our financial lives is to cultivate a deep understanding of our financial goals and the risks associated with achieving them. This involves not just a superficial acquaintance with investment strategies or budgeting, but a profound engagement with our long-term visions for financial independence. Courage in this context means having the fortitude to stick to our financial plans, even when they're tested by the vicissitudes of the economic landscape. Moreover, Stoic courage empowers us to view financial setbacks not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities for learning and growth. When a well-considered investment underperforms or a financial venture doesn't pan out as hoped, the Stoic response is to analyze the situation dispassionately, extract valuable lessons, and apply this newfound wisdom to future endeavors. This resilient mindset transforms fear into a catalyst for personal and financial development. Practicing Stoic courage also involves open and honest communication about financial challenges, both with ourselves and with others. It means having the courage to admit when we're out of our depth and seeking advice from more experienced individuals. It encourages us to confront uncomfortable truths about our spending habits or financial vulnerabilities, setting the stage for meaningful change and progress. Let us embrace the challenges of the financial world not with trepidation, but with confidence and resolve. Let the Stoic virtues of courage, wisdom, and temperance be your allies in this journey, guiding your decisions and fortifying your spirit against fear and uncertainty. In your pursuit of financial independence, may you find the courage to make bold yet thoughtful choices, to face setbacks with resilience, and to view each obstacle as a stepping stone towards your ultimate goal. Let Stoic courage illuminate your path, transforming fear into a force for growth and liberation. Lesson 5. The Stoic practice of self-reflection and financial growth. Amid the pursuit of financial freedom, the Stoic discipline of self-reflection emerges as a crucial tool for personal and economic growth. This fifth lesson delves into how the practice of self-examination, a hallmark of Stoic philosophy, can enhance our financial decision-making processes, align our financial actions with our core values, and ultimately lead us to a more fulfilling and autonomous financial life. In an era where external influences often dictate our financial choices, Stoicism invites us to look inward, fostering a deeper understanding of our financial behaviors, motivations, and aspirations. Self-reflection in the Stoic sense involves a rigorous and honest examination of one's thoughts, actions, and motivations. When applied to financial management, it encourages us to question not only the practicality of our financial decisions, but also their ethical implications and alignment with our broader life goals. This introspective practice is about more than just reviewing bank statements or investment portfolios. It's about understanding the why behind our financial behaviors and the impact they have on our personal well-being and the well-being of those around us. Implementing Stoic self-reflection into our financial lives begins with establishing a routine of regular financial check-ins. These are moments dedicated to evaluating our spending habits, investment choices, and overall financial strategy in light of our values and goals. It's an opportunity to celebrate successes, acknowledge areas for improvement, and recalibrate our plans to ensure they remain aligned with our vision of financial freedom. Moreover, Stoic self-reflection teaches us to confront and overcome the irrational fears and desires that often skew our financial decision-making. By examining the root causes of our financial anxieties or the impulses behind impulsive purchases, we can begin to free ourselves from the patterns of behavior that hinder our economic autonomy. This process of introspection can reveal deeper insights into our relationship with money, helping us to transform it from a source of stress into a tool for achieving genuine freedom and contentment. Self-reflection also fosters a sense of gratitude and contentment with what we have. By regularly taking stock of our financial achievements and expressing gratitude for the resources at our disposal, we cultivate a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. This shift in perspective not only enhances our emotional well-being, but can also inspire more thoughtful and responsible financial behaviors. Let us commit to making introspection a cornerstone of our financial journey. Encourage yourself to regularly assess your financial decisions, motivations, and their alignment with your deepest values and aspirations. Lesson 6. The Stoic Approach to Managing Financial Stress. In the pursuit of financial freedom, stress often emerges as a formidable obstacle, clouding our judgment and compromising our well-being. Stoicism, with its rich insights into the human psyche and its challenges, offers a powerful framework for managing financial stress. This sixth lesson explores the Stoic approach to stress, particularly the stress associated with financial uncertainties and pressures. By embracing Stoic principles, we can navigate the turbulent waters of financial anxiety with grace, maintaining our composure and clarity of thought, even in the face of daunting economic challenges. The Stoic philosophy teaches us that our response to external events, rather than the events themselves, determines our emotional state. Applying this wisdom to financial stress involves a shift in perspective, from seeing financial challenges as threats to viewing them as neutral occurrences that test our virtues and resilience. This reorientation allows us to approach financial difficulties with a sense of calm and purpose, focusing on what we can control, our actions, decisions, and attitudes, while accepting what lies beyond our influence. A key Stoic strategy for managing financial stress is the practice of premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of potential misfortunes. By contemplating potential financial setbacks in advance, we can mentally prepare ourselves for their occurrence, develop contingency plans, and thereby reduce the impact of such events on our emotional well-being. This exercise is not about dwelling on negative outcomes, but about fostering a proactive and prepared mindset that can face financial uncertainties with confidence. Another Stoic tool for combating financial stress is the cultivation of gratitude and contentment with our current circumstances. By focusing on what we already have and appreciating the non-material aspects of wealth, such as health, relationships, and personal growth, we can mitigate the stress that comes from relentless pursuit of financial gain. This practice aligns with the Stoic principle of apatheia, or freedom from distress, encouraging us to find joy and satisfaction in the present moment, regardless of our financial situation. Moreover, Stoicism advocates for engaging in regular self-reflection to understand the root causes of our financial stress. By examining our beliefs and expectations about money, success, and security, we can identify and challenge any irrational or harmful thought patterns that fuel our anxiety. This introspective process enables us to realign our financial goals with our true values and priorities, leading to a more harmonious and stress-free relationship with money. Let us embrace these ancient yet timeless principles in our daily lives. Encourage yourself to view financial challenges as opportunities for growth, to prepare for uncertainties, to cultivate gratitude, and to engage in self-reflection. By doing so, you will not only alleviate financial stress, but also move closer to achieving true financial freedom, one that is not merely defined by the accumulation of wealth. but by peace, resilience, and fulfillment. May the Stoic virtues guide you through the ups and downs of your financial journey, transforming stress into strength and uncertainty into understanding. Embrace this Stoic approach not just as a strategy for financial management, but as a blueprint for living a balanced and meaningful life. Lesson 7. Stoic Resilience and Financial Adaptability. In the quest for financial freedom, the path is inevitably strewn with challenges and uncertainties that test our resilience and adaptability. Drawing from the wellspring of Stoic philosophy, this lesson explores how embodying Stoic resilience, a steadfastness in the face of adversity, fortifies our approach to financial planning and crisis management. Stoicism teaches us that while we cannot control external events, we can master our reactions to them, shaping our destiny with deliberate and thoughtful responses. In financial contexts, this principle urges us to prepare for economic downturns, market volatility, and personal financial setbacks with equanimity and strategic foresight. By cultivating a Stoic mindset, we learn to view financial obstacles not as insurmountable barriers, but as opportunities for growth, innovation, and refinement of our strategies. This resilience is further reinforced by financial adaptability, the ability to adjust our plans and goals in response to changing circumstances. Together, these Stoic virtues ensure that our journey toward financial independence is marked by wisdom, courage, and a dynamic responsiveness to the ebbs and flows of economic life. Embracing Stoic resilience and adaptability transforms our approach to financial freedom, infusing our decisions with a balanced blend of pragmatism and optimism. It prompts us to build emergency funds, diversify investments, and remain vigilant to new opportunities, thereby securing our financial well-being against the unpredictable tides of the economy. Moreover, this Stoic approach teaches us to detach our sense of self-worth from our financial status, recognizing that true wealth lies in our virtues, relationships, and the quality of our lives. By prioritizing flexibility over rigidity in our financial planning, we not only safeguard our assets but also open ourselves to a broader spectrum of possibilities for wealth generation and fulfillment. In essence, Stoic resilience and financial adaptability are not merely tactics for weathering financial storms, but foundational pillars for constructing a life of freedom, satisfaction, and enduring prosperity. Lesson 8. Stoic Acceptance and the Path to Financial Serenity. The journey towards financial freedom is often fraught with unexpected turns and challenges that test our resolve and patience. In the Stoic tradition, acceptance plays a crucial role in navigating this journey with grace and equanimity. This lesson delves into how the Stoic practice of acceptance, embracing the reality of our financial situation while working diligently towards our goals, can pave the way for a peaceful and prosperous life. Stoicism teaches us that while we should strive to improve our financial circumstances, we must also recognize the limits of our control and accept life's inherent unpredictability. This acceptance does not equate to passivity or resignation, but is a powerful stance that empowers us to focus our energy on actions within our control, such as saving diligently, making informed investments, and living within our means. By cultivating a Stoic acceptance, we shield ourselves from the discontent and frustration that often accompany financial setbacks and uncertainties, allowing us to remain focused and persistent in our pursuit of financial independence. Furthermore, Stoic acceptance encourages us to find wealth in simplicity and virtue, shifting our perception of what it means to be truly rich. In recognizing that the greatest treasures lie in our character, relationships, and the ability to remain content in the face of life's vicissitudes, we redefine our financial goals in a way that serves not just our material needs, but also our spiritual well-being. This holistic approach to financial freedom, grounded in Stoic acceptance, not only leads to more sustainable financial practices, but also fosters a deep sense of fulfillment and serenity. As we learn to accept our financial journey with all its highs and lows, we discover that true financial freedom lies not in the accumulation of wealth, but in mastering the art of contentment and resilience in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Lesson 9. The Stoic Discipline of Financial Education. The Stoic journey towards financial freedom is not only about cultivating virtues, but also about embracing the discipline of continuous learning and financial education. This ninth lesson underscores the importance of Stoic discipline in acquiring the knowledge and skills necessary for managing wealth wisely and achieving financial independence. Stoicism teaches us that wisdom is a fundamental virtue, and in the realm of personal finance, this translates into an ongoing commitment to educate ourselves about financial principles, investment strategies, and economic trends. By dedicating ourselves to learning, we equip ourselves with the tools to make informed decisions, navigate the complexities of the financial world with confidence, and ultimately, secure our financial well-being. Moreover, the Stoic discipline in financial education encourages us to question conventional wisdom, challenge our assumptions, and seek a deeper understanding of the value and function of money in our lives. It prompts us to explore a variety of perspectives, from traditional investment philosophies to alternative views on wealth and consumption, thus broadening our financial insight and flexibility. This disciplined approach to financial education not only enhances our ability to grow and protect our assets, but also fosters a more nuanced appreciation for the role of wealth in achieving a good life. As we deepen our financial knowledge, we become better equipped to align our financial practices with our Stoic values, ensuring that our pursuit of financial freedom strengthens our character and contributes to our overall happiness and virtue. Lesson 10, practicing Stoic moderation in wealth accumulation. The final lesson in our series on achieving financial freedom through Stoicism centers on the virtue of moderation, a concept that is as critical to managing wealth as it is to living a balanced and ethical life. Stoic moderation, or the pursuit of a golden mean in all things, teaches us to approach wealth accumulation with a sense of balance and self-restraint. This principle does not discourage ambition or the desire for financial security. Instead, it guides us to pursue these goals without succumbing to excess or allowing material success to dictate our happiness and self-worth. By embracing moderation, we learn to appreciate wealth as a tool for achieving freedom and fulfilling our responsibilities, rather than an end in itself. This Stoic approach encourages us to set realistic financial goals, avoid the pitfalls of overindulgence and consumerism, and allocate our resources in ways that reflect our values and contribute to the common good. Furthermore, practicing Stoic moderation in our financial lives fosters a deeper sense of contentment and gratitude. It helps us recognize the abundance and simplicity and find joy in the non-material aspects of life, such as relationships, community, and personal growth. In the context of financial freedom, moderation teaches us to measure success not by the size of our bank accounts, but by the quality of our lives and the integrity of our actions. As we conclude this series, let us carry forward the lessons of Stoic moderation, along with the virtues of wisdom, courage, and justice, as we navigate the path to financial independence. By integrating these Stoic principles into our approach to wealth accumulation and management, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also contribute to a more just, balanced, and flourishing society. Let's carry forward the rich tapestry of lessons woven from the ancient threads of Stoicism into the fabric of our modern financial lives. Remember, the true treasure lies not in the vaults of wealth we accumulate, but in the tranquility of mind, the balance of life, and the virtue of our actions. May the Stoic principles guide you to navigate the seas of economic uncertainty with the steadiness of a seasoned captain, turning every challenge into a beacon of growth and every success into a milestone of wisdom. Keep the flame of learning alive, and let the virtues of moderation, resilience, and mindfulness illuminate your path to financial independence. Here's to your journey towards a life of prosperity, where financial freedom is but a chapter in the grand narrative of a life well lived. Farewell, intrepid traveler, until our paths cross again on the quest for wisdom and wealth beyond measure.